Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Now, what you're about to hear is true. It was Friday. I was working the early morning shift at the WGN station. It's time to, what do we call this? I don't remember. Oh, a beat cop's guide to Chicago Eats. That's what it is. Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, joins us every Friday at this time to review a restaurant, give us some food news, and happy 25th anniversary on the Chicago Police Department to you, Lieutenant.
25 years ago, almost to the minute. I was walking in the academy right about now to start my first day. Yeah, I tell you, even after 25 years, I'm still proud to be a police officer. It's been a wild and twisted mile. So,
well, you've seen some interesting changes, haven't you?
25 years, a lot of arrests, but a few awards. I've never gotten a complaint. I've never fired my gun in anger, so you know it's been a good career. I got a couple years left, but
we need more like you. But you know what? I've always meant to ask you this: when you pull somebody over for speeding or whatever, some traffic violation, and then you ask for the license, and then you go back and sit in the car. Now, do you take your time on purpose just to aggravate us, just to punish us? What are you doing back there?
Oh, it takes that long for the computer to look up your license plate.
We
don't have a whole lot of money for computer technology. So.
Just takes so long. I always wondered about that. All right, let's get to the food stuff here. And the lieutenant brought this box of goodies in today. This looks too pretty to even eat, but We'll eat it.
Joe will.
Mediterranean desserts.
Right. It's from a place called Nazareth Sweets. And they make Mediterranean desserts, which for the most part is what I brought you was a whole bunch of different kinds of baklava. They're famous for baklava. It's at 4938 North Elston. And it's a little bakery. It's a brick building, so it's kind of hard. Now they have really nice signs up there, so you can see it. But they do some fantastic baklava, which is, you know, for those of you who don't know, phyllo dough stacked with walnuts or pistachios. So I got some chocolate on there, too.
Yeah,
I
got cashew fingers here and almond fingers, walnut baklava, pistachio baklava. Baklava at Greek restaurants, I didn't know there was walnut and pistachio flavored.
Yeah, there's different flavors. And I'll tell you, what I like about this place is whenever I get it in a restaurant, I love baklava. My stepmother makes fantastic baklava. And when you go get it at a restaurant, usually it's like too much of the honey and sauce and stuff on it. Mm-hmm. It's too sticky. This is just the perfect right amount of stickiness and the doughiness to really make it. You can eat several of them without, you know, feeling like you're overindulging.
Well, good.
They also make some anise. I always say anise cookies with they're just like, I always thought of them as Italian cookies with the anise flavoring. So they make those, and they have this thing called conifa, which is a pastry made with stringy cheese and crisp little dough noodles on top of it. And you can buy the whole box like that. That's half of what I was going to bring in. I brought it to work last night, and one of my sergeants, Steve Shupski, got into it, so I'll, I had the rest of it.
I'm glad you brought a new one for us. They got about, 30 different little items in here.
Yeah, I don't know. They're cut little bite size, so you can try different things, and you can also get them cut bigger. Like they have restaurant size servings that you can buy them by the tray or by the piece.
This looks like something you'd see in the grocery store, but do they make these right there at the place?
They do. I thought the box was what they use, like when because they also supply it to stores and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think the box is what they use. The tray is what what you get when you go to the store normally. I think because they knew I was bringing them in that they wanted to make sure they advertised to everybody.
Well, they deserve a shout out. Nazareth Bakery, 4938 North Elston. And what's it like inside the place?
Well, it's all you have is a counter. They sell some coffee and some Turkish tea, which I thought was really good. They have a few little items that are not bakery stuff that you can buy, but in reality all it is one long bakery counter with every different kind of baklava you can think of and some of this other stuff. And there's hardly anybody in there now. Everybody has to, you know, you can only have two or three people in there. Everybody waits outside,
right?
But I've seen lines out there. I mean, it's a lot of people really like it.
So there's nowhere to eat there, is there?
No, nowhere to eat there. It's all takeout. I think they're more geared towards if you're having a party, you go there and get enough for everybody. But you don't have to buy that much. But I think that's kind of what they're geared up for.
All right. Well, thank you very much for this.
Yeah, Nazareth Sweets.
It's our Friday visit with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, who wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Good Eats. Is that the name of it?
To Chicago Eats.
Chicago Eats.
Working on the next one.
I get that. Yeah, you know what? It's time for an updated version, isn't it?
Yep. I also forgot when we started out to mention congratulations on being the number one non-news morning show. I'm pretty sure that this segment puts you over the top.
Lieutenant, my only regret is that I have but one life to give to my radio station. All right, let's get to the restaurant you visited this week.
All right, yeah. So I went to a Corned Beef Factory. At 1016 West Lake, that's beat 1214 in the 12th District. And it was recommended by my old partner, Lieutenant John Foligno. And, you know, the name makes it sound like you're going to I actually thought I was expecting like the Vienna Beef Factory,
mm-hmm.
and it was, but with corned beef. And it was not. It was actually a very cute little restaurant, a little sandwich shop. They got, it's designed to look like old wood, although it's not. So it looks like a movie set of a sandwich shop underneath the L. I mean, it's kind of cool, actually.
You know what? I've actually been in there, and I'm trying to remember what the history of the place is. Do you know?
I didn't look it up this time.
Because I think that that at one time they were involved in an actual factory.
Oh, okay. Well, that would explain why. Because the name, it actually doesn't convey how nice it really is.
Yeah, I know.
And they have a couple of tables inside that are like pickle barrels with glass on top, so you can sit inside. They also have outside tables, too. And they do, they have not a huge menu. The corned beef sandwiches, pastrami sandwiches, and the Tom and Jerry, which is half and half. They also do hot dogs and turkey sandwiches. I got the Tom and Jerry because I always like to try a little bowl.
How was it?
It was very good. I mean, it's kind of hard to mess up corned beef unless sometimes you go to a place and it's like they heat it up in the microwave or something like that.
That's
and
bad.
Then it gets rubbery.
Yeah.
This was fresh. It was very thinly sliced. They had spicy mustard, which if you have a corned beef place and you don't at least have a choice of spicy mustard, then you're doing something wrong.
I agree. Condiments are important.
Yes. And they also have homemade potato chips, which are some of the best homemade potato chips that I've had at a restaurant. They weren't too thick. They weren't too greasy. They really did a really nice job. And they have it set up so you kind of walk in a line, but you don't have to be too close to each other. We have to talk about that every time we talk about a restaurant these days.
You gotta be careful.
It's set up for social distancing. But it was very good sandwiches. Corned Beef Factory at 1016 West Lake, right under the L. I always say when you drive under the L, too, you're always worried you're going to hit one of those big support beams, which happens all the time. It's 2 inches away from your car.
Well, if you do, the lieutenant will pull you over. They're open for lunch, and they probably close early there.
Oh, yeah,
area,
I'm sorry.
Don't they?
I meant to say that, yeah. They're open from 10 to 3. They're only open for lunch. But it wasn't too expensive for being close to downtown. It was a good deal.
Yep. I had a good sandwich when I was in there too. So duly noted. And did you say who recommended that?
John Foligno. Yeah, my old partner, Lieutenant John Foligno.
Right. Well, he knows his corned beef. There's nothing like a great corned beef sandwich and on some good rye bread.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the food news in a second. Let me remind you that the news at 7 will be from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Now, as far as what's going on, what do you want to tell us about?
Well, Taste of Chicago online is going on today. You can go to tasteofchicago.us and see all the restaurants, and you can order out and see what our food trucks are.
It's a little different this year, isn't it?
This is the tipping point here that it really hit me. I think everybody's going to have at some point this summer with this realization that I had when I saw this, that this summer really sucks. It really does. It's just everything.
Well said.
Yeah, it's really gone bad. I mean, all the festivals are gone. I would go to a street festival once a week. I had tickets to Zac Brown. And for some reason, it just really all hit me when I was looking at Taste of Chicago online. But we got to support these restaurants, especially the food trucks. I'm a big food truck fan. But man, it probably should, when the Chicago Gourmet rolls around and that's canceled, it already has been canceled, but that weekend is one of my favorite festivals, and that's going to hit me again, I guess. But
so I'm glad that you're not saying, well, my job's easier because I don't have to patrol all these areas now with all these crowds. But you're like the rest of us. You'd like these things to be happening.
I'd rather have the parades and the festivals and stuff.
We do have some good news about an opening or two, don't we?
Yeah, PB&J opened this week. It doesn't stand for what you think it does. It stands for pizza, beer, and jukebox, but they do have a $350 peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay.
It's a loaf-sized peanut butter and jelly sandwich with edible gold leaf and Mason Dutra's red currant jelly, which is the most expensive jelly, and some honey on it, and some all-natural peanut butter. You have to order it 24 hours in advance. I have not had it, and I'm not going to pay $350 for it, but I figured if I mentioned it here and they want to send it over to us next Friday, well, I'll come pick it up on my way here. Let me know. I'll be there at 6 o'clock in the morning to pick it up.
And the Wall Street Market is open, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm actually very interested to see how this is. They're reopening this week. They have limited seating, but it's really going to be interesting to see. I hope food halls will be able to make it back. That's the one thing that I've been thinking is probably going to be the hardest to come back.
Yep. I don't know how they're going
to
do that.
I don't either, but I'm interested to see, and I'm going to go to Do Right Donuts. Is there? Maybe I'll bring Do Right Donuts next week.
Those are always good. They have a good chicken there, too, don't they?
They have a few good restaurants. They have what was the name of the chicken place? I can't remember. I had it somewhere.
Want me to call a cop to help you?
I have it here on my tablet, but we're going faster than I expected.
I know the place in Wakanda that you're talking about was once very famous. I don't know about this place. Tell me about this.
Phil's Beach in Wakanda. This is not a restaurant, but they do have a snack shop there. But Phil's Beach in Wakanda, it was in the Blues Brothers movie. If you remember, when they were advertising for their concert, the giant slide, the guy going down head first, is reopening after it closed for 34 years. This place is special to me because, as a tradition, when I went to Lane Tech High School, that senior cut day at the end of the year, we all went to Phil's Beach.
Nice.
And the giant slide is still there, still in the water, but you can't use it. It's only for photography. So that's too bad. It closed down because of the insurance. People were trying to jump off of it. I'm not going to say anybody from my class did, but or me. But
There's a closing that this is so depressing. It makes me so sad to hear about this place on Oakley.
La Fontanella. It's very few of these old Italian places left, at the mom and pop kind of place where you go in and they treat you like you're a kid and tell you to clean your plate, and the fantastic lasagna. It's sad to see them go, but it's not COVID related. They're retiring, so.
Well, I guess they deserve some rest, don't they?
Yeah. I'm not going to have time to ask Dave the sports question I had.
Well, you can during the news. I was ready, Dave.
I was just wondering why you're not covering the American Cornhole Championship. I saw the quarterfinals on the TV the other day.
Yeah, I saw it on TV, too, and that's why I'm not covering it.
But I was going to tell you, the play-by-play was phenomenal. You have to have a lot of talent to do play-by-play for cornhole.
Thought the same thing.
Lieutenant Haynes, we'll see you next week.
That's
Thank you, as always.
Hey, let's be careful out here.